22.1. EDE 01130520250819, audio. The projectile. For the ball release system, two options are on the table. The first is to hold the ball by suction, and the second by an electromagnet. One of these options allows for the use of a non-magnetic projectile that can be adapted to other detection mechanisms. For now, a metal ball is being considered for the probe. We will use an electromagnet to hold the ball before its release. However, care must be taken. The waiting ball will be half immersed in the propellant. This will bring it to a temperature close to that of the liquid to eliminate the creation of stray gas bubbles during its linear movement in the propellant. A hole will be present in the ball to allow it to be aligned before its release. The designed retaining device will include a needle that will be inserted into the ball, allowing for identical positioning every time. Another important point is to use adequate magnetic power to prevent heat transmission from the electromagnet to the ball, in short, to minimize this transmission. A thermal seal is also on the table to further reduce heat from the electromagnet. As explained humorously, the probe will require maintenance. The release mechanism must have a retraction option to clean the tube and replace it if necessary. Finally, somewhat out of context for this paragraph but related to point 22.0, the tube will be secured by two retaining points. The lower point must allow for visual clearance of the lower electrical ring. The same applies to the upper one. This brief comment brings us to the color of the ball. Which one will you choose? Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. May 13, 2025.